The Gospels According to Love, audio, Mark chapter 5, Jesus Wakens the Dead, April 9, 2005. Jesus and his disciples came over to the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. When Jesus came out of the ship, immediately a man came out of the tombs who had a hateful spirit and who was dwelling among the tombs. No one could bind him at all, even with chains. Often he was bound with fetters and chains. But he would break the chains and tear the fetters into pieces. No one can tame him. Always, night and day, he wandered in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from afar off, he ran and worshipped him, crying with a loud voice, "What have I done? What have I to do with you, Jesus, you Son of the Most High Love? Attest to love that you will torment me not." Jesus commanded, "Come out of the man, you hateful spirit." Then he asked the spirit of hate, "What is your name?" The spirit of hate answered, "My name is Legion, for we are many." The spirit of hate besought Jesus not to send them away out of the country, but rather to stay close to the mountains where a great herd of swine was feeding. "Send us among the swine, suffer us to enter them," the hate implored Jesus. Jesus gave the hate its wish, and the spirit of hate went out, entering into the swine. The herd of about 2,000 swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea and drowned. Those feeding the swine fled and told of this miracle in the city and in the country. The people in the city went out to see what Jesus had done. They came upon the one that previously possessed by hate, whom had the legion, sitting there clothed and in his right mind. They became afraid. Those who witnessed the incident told them how it happened, concerning him possessed with the hate, and also concerning the swine. The people who had come out from the city asked Jesus to depart from their coast. When Jesus came back to the ship, the man who was once possessed of the hate asked him that he might be with them. However, Jesus suffered him not, but said to him, "Go to your friends. Tell them of great things love has done for you. Tell them of love's compassion on you." He departed and published in Decapolis what great things Jesus had done for him. All did marvel. Jesus passed over the sea by ship to the other side. Many people gathered to him, for he was close to the sea. Behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, when he saw Jesus. He fell at his feet and earnestly besought him, saying, "My little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray to you, come and lay your hands on her that she might be healed and shall live." Jesus went with him. Many people followed. They thronged him. A certain woman had an issue of blood 12 years. She suffered many things of many physicians, spending all that she had and was nothing better. Rather, she had grown worse, and when she had heard of Jesus, she came from behind in the crowd and touched Jesus' garment. She said, "If I touch only the clothes of Jesus, I shall be whole." As she touched Jesus, the fountain of her issue of blood dried up. She felt in her body the plague heal. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned himself about in the crowd. Jesus said, "Who touched my clothes?" His disciple turned to him, saying, "You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" Jesus looked around about to see her that had touched him. The woman began to fear, knowing the work that had become done in her. Trembling, she came and fell down before Jesus. She told him all the truth. Jesus said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be free of your plague." Jesus was still speaking when there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain ones saying, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble you the master any further?" As soon as Jesus heard the words they spoke, he said to Jairus, "Be not afraid, only believe." Jesus suffered no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When Jesus came to the house of Jairus, the people were in an uproar, weeping and wailing. When Jesus had come in, he said to him, "Why make this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleeps." They laughed at Jesus, and he put them all out. Then he took the father, the mother, and the disciples to where the damsel was lying. Taking her by the hand, Jesus said, "Talitha kumi," being interpreted, "Daughter, arise." Immediately the damsel arose, and she awoke. She was of the age of 12 years. Everyone became engulfed with great astonishment. Jesus charged them instantly that no one should know of this. Then he commanded that something be given to her to eat.